What should people do to make their visit to New York City safe and pleasant?
I think the biggest mistake many people make is trying to do too much in a short time. There's so much to see and do that you need to have a plan. It's best to start planning before you get here, so you have information about hotels, restaurants, sightseeing, and so on. Visitors can use our website to get the information they need to start planning before they come here. Or they can phone or fax us.
How safe is New York City for tourists?
New York is a much safer place than many people think. In fact, it's the safest it's been in 30 years.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yes, but that doesn't mean people don't have to be careful. Tourists in New York ought to be careful, just like in any big city in the world. For students, I would say travel in groups. If you get lost, it's easier as a group to find your way. You really shouldn't go off on your own if you can find someone to go with you. Another thing to remember is, don't be afraid to ask for directions, even if your English isn't perfect. People often stop me on the street to ask for directions, and that's not only foreign visitors. American visitors also have trouble finding their way around. And you'll find New Yorkers are really very friendly.
Yes, I agree. We are.
Uh-huh.
Is there any other advice you can give visitors to the Big Apple?
Well, another thing to remember is not to leave anything valuable in your car, if you have one. Don't leave suitcases on the back seat where people can see them, and it's better not to even leave them in the trunk. Most cars are very easy to get into, so it's not worth the risk. But most people have a great time when they come to New York, and you will too, if you use your common sense.